So, John, we've got the big game coming up at the end of May, Yorkshire versus Lancashire in the British County Darts Championships. And Yorkshire have a chance of becoming county champions.
Yeah, they have. We're 2 points behind Cheshire at the moment. But they're away to Cambridge. And, like I say, we're away to Lancashire. So we're all to play for in the A team. And in the B team, we could win that as well.
It must be. I mean, we know about the rivalry in cricket, in rugby league, but in darts as well, Yorkshire versus Lancashire. Even if the title wasn't at stake, it must always be a special occasion.
Oh, it always is. It's everybody gets up for that one, especially with it being the last game of the season. You know, everybody's dressed up in the blue and white, and Lancashire are all in red, so it's a party atmosphere, but... We definitely want to beat them, and they want to beat us, but we've had the upper hand over the years.
You've made over 200 appearances for the county. Is it still a special moment when you get to go on stage wearing the county colours?
Oh, definitely. I always say, you can put me on the Lakeside stage and I don't shake. Put me on a county stage and I'm playing for 1 point and I shake. It's you don't want to let the team down. It's a special feeling.
I mean, it's something that we don't see on TV, and people might not be even aware it happens. How important is county darts in the whole BDO structure?
Well, you've got to play county to get your average up to represent England, which I've done on 56 occasions as well. So, you know, it's very important in the structure of darts, especially when, you know, you want to play for England.
It's strange sometimes. Obviously, much like the Davis Cup in tennis, we think of darts as an individual sport, but obviously the team aspect, you mentioned Yorkshire and England as well, very important as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's when you get to wear the England shirt, and I know it's the first time I ever wore my England shirt, they presented it to me and I said, I'm not putting that on. Unless you give me some Tippex, because it had a red rose on the back. So, yeah, but it's an honour to represent your country, definitely.
Now, we remember your win at the Lakeside in 2000, when you mentioned you weren't there, well, you're not there as there compared to playing for Yorkshire in the World Masters as well in 2000. Just, I always, when I speak to sportsmen and women who've won the major event in their sport, what exactly does it feel like the moment you hit that winning double against Ted Hankey to become the world champion?
It's a very hard thing. I get asked that question a hell of a lot, and you just imagine, you've been dreaming it for, how old were that? I was 39 when I won it, so I've been dreaming of that for 24 years. And it all just happened in one moment of it, in that winning double. And you basically go on cloud nine. Like I said, people had to scrape me off the roof. I didn't know where I was. It were all your dreams come true in one go. You know, it was fantastic. And that week, I just played awesome.
One of just three men from Yorkshire to become world champion. Obviously, Dennis Priestley before you and Scott Waites in the last few years. Who should we be looking out for? Who are the young Yorkshire talents who will be following you as world champions in the future?
Well, there's a young lad coming up, Cameron Inchcliffe. He's playing really, really well at the moment. There's a few. We're actually looking for young talent, for youth players. We could do with it being picked up on.
If anyone's listening who is a young darts player or knows one, maybe their children are interested in the sport of darts, how do they get involved and become the stars of the future for the Yorkshire team?
Well, there's two ways. We're on Facebook at Yorkshire Darts update page. Or they can contact us on the internet at yorkshiredarts.org.uk. So, you know, drop an email in there and see where it goes from there.
That's great. I mean, I watched a few repeats of Indoor League when it was shown on TV a few years ago, and first time many people will have seen the Yorkshire board. So we have our own board in this county, as well as our own team and our own world champions. It looks very hard to play on, obviously, with no treble ring. Are you a master of the Yorkshire board?
It was the first board I ever played on, yeah. And it was the first individual title I won as well. So, yeah, the ripe old age of 18. So, because at that time we weren't allowed in pubs and clubs under that. Well, you're allowed in clubs, but you weren't allowed to play for a team until you were 18 years old. Now kids are in and they're playing at 13 years old for teams and stuff like that. So, but the Yorkshire board, it's very hard, and that's why most Yorkshire players throw flat darts, like straight darts. They don't flick up or lie down. They're basically straight because you're aiming for the double top all the time. You know, it's pretty similar to the Lincolnshire board. That's got no trebles as well. But the Lincolnshire board's just plain black, but the Yorkshire board's got the colours.
And you made history in 2007, first ever televised nine dart finish at the World Masters. So good job, those trebles on that board. What does that moment feel like? Because it is one of those still magical moments in sport, the nine dart finish.
It is, especially when it was the last leg of the game as well. it's just unbelievable. A great mate of mine, Martin Phillips, Welsh captain. That's who I hit the nine dart against. It was unbelievable, especially to do it in front of my home crowd in Bread. So it was fantastic.
So just before Yorkshire play Lancashire at the end of the month, 30th and 31st of May, you've got a big event coming up in Batley as well. Thursday, May 28th, the Rugby League Darts Dazzler. I know you were a Rugby League fan, and this should be interesting. Rugby League players playing against darts professionals.
No, it's actually a pair. So a rugby league player will have a dart player, and we will be taking on another rugby league player with a dart player. So yeah, it's not rugby versus darts. It's we're having a mixed event, should we say? So it's going to be a really, really good night at Batley Frontier Bar, and it's. I think it's all for charity for the rugby league. So it's going to be a really, really good night.
That's the one thing. I've been to a few exhibitions and taken part in them. The great thing about darts is it is a sport anyone can just get up there and have fun. And when you play against a professional, it does show you just how skillful and how difficult it is. You make it look easy up there on stage, but when you get up there under the lights in front of a crowd, it's very, very difficult.
It's just like any sport. It's, you know, it's practice. And like I always say, I said people can pick up a set of darts and they love it, or they pick up a set of darts and never throw again. But it's the social aspect of darts. That's the main thing of it. You know, when you start in the clubs and everything else, it's the social aspect. Obviously, when you get into, like, county and England, it's still the social, but you're more focused on wanting to win and your games, basically.
Well, John, we wish you well with the event in the Thursday, May 28th. Hopefully you get paired with a decent rugby league player. That's at the Batley Frontier. Details available online. And obviously, we wish Yorkshire the best of luck against Lancashire, and hopefully winning both the championships you're up for.
I'll let you know on Facebook.
Excellent, John. John Walton, 2001 World Darts Champion. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, mate.